On today's Tech Help for Churches, using Twitter ads. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, using the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video, right after you like and subscribe and such. Or, if you're listening to the audio podcast, that's a great way to consume this content as well, so I don't want to leave you out. Just go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC, and there you can leave your comment. So, as you know, I've written a book on Twitter for churches, and some things have changed. That's one of the downsides of writing books on technology. Stuff is always changing. So, I thought that I would update that information, and this is a good way to do that. So, one thing that I've been experimenting with lately is Twitter ads. So, imagine that you have the ability to write a tweet, and it can get seen by exactly the kinds of people that you want to see. Now, I don't mean that in a racist or sexist way. I just mean that in a certain people in certain life situations are going to be interested in some information. Certain people in other life situations are going to be interested in other information. So, in that way, you know, you wouldn't want retirees necessarily to be seeing stuff about your children's ministry, and you wouldn't want parents of young children to be seeing stuff about getting the most out of your golden years, for example. So, Twitter ads allow you to do some customization and get those to new audiences that maybe you couldn't reach before. So let's go through the steps of setting up some Twitter ads because they're very inexpensive. I think I reach, I want to say 40,000 people for like $6. So, you know, we're talking some pretty cool things there. So let's get started and talk about where you go. Well, first off, you want to go to ads.twitter.com. That's the place where you do all the setup and everything. So they're going to need some billing information, things like that. So set that up with your church Twitter account or whatever Twitter account you want these tweets to come from, because some people will follow you. Just that's the way that it's going to work. But others will only, they'll like your tweets, they'll click on the links, etc. So just be prepared for that and don't just send it out from a random account. You want to choose the appropriate account when you set this up. So once you go to ads.twitter.com, in the upper right-hand corner, there is a button that you can click that says create a new campaign. Do that and you'll see a drop-down. And these are just guidelines to help you optimize who sees these ads. So you can do website clicks and conversions. So if you want to send people to your church's website, that's a good way to do it. That's what I typically do. You can also do tweet engagements, app installs if your church has an app that would be helpful, leads, more of a business thing, but might be helpful. Video views, if you've got a video that you want a lot of people to see, that might be a good way to do it, or custom. And if you can't decide which of them, there's actually a choice that says help me choose. So just choose that one. Now, once you get past that segment, you'll be on another screen that has four steps to setting up your campaign. It's really not all that difficult. And if you mess it up, no big deal. Start small. Start with just a couple of dollars a day and go back and see what you've done. And if it doesn't work, tweak it. You're not going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars here. It's just a little bit here and a little bit there. You skip your cup of coffee at Starbucks or whatever, and you can really accomplish some stuff. So the first thing you want to do in step one is name your campaign. What I normally do is I put a date there so that I know when I did this, so that 2 years down the road, if I'm getting really good at this, I can revisit it and go, oh, well, that's where I messed up, and maybe I can redo some of that. Next, you set up a conversion tag. That's if you're sending people to your website, you'll get a little piece of code so that Twitter knows that they actually got there. And then you decide when it will run. Will it start immediately? Will there be an end date? Stuff like that. Next, you select your audience. Now, this can be demographic information. You know, maybe you're looking for the young married, so you're looking for men and women, ages maybe 25 to 45, something like that. You can put that there. But you can also do like keywords, let's say parenting. Good keyword, interests, etc., and even who they follow. So if you know someone who is like who you aspire to be, so my wife does stuff with children's ministry. Jim Weidman is a name some of the people in the Kidmin area know. Maybe you want to go for people who follow Jim Weidman. So just pick that. I think that this is really powerful because you can pick just about any Twitter user and you'll tune towards people that are like that. You can also set up specialized audiences and things of that nature, but those are just some basic ideas of who to target. Next, you set a budget. You're going to want to set a daily maximum. So what I did was I started out with $2. Thought, well, if I need more, I need more. If that's enough, that's enough. I did that and got a lot of engagement. So maybe you start with an amount and see, do you need to raise it? Do you need to lower it? Is it about right? And just go from there. And you can set a total maximum, but you don't have to. You might want to, though, just so that you don't inadvertently leave it on. You forget about it. You turn it on. You forget about it. 6 months later, you realize, uh-oh, we've spent $10,000. You know, that's not what you want to do. So you might want to set a campaign maximum. You can also set an end date. That might be a good plan as well. Finally, you need to create the tweet. These ads aren't pop-up ads. They're not jumping monkey, belly fat kind of ads. They are ads that are basically tweets. Now, they can be tweets like Twitter card tweets with a large image or that sends them to a video, things like that. But they're still tweets nonetheless. So spend some time, craft the perfect tweet, and then just turn that on and start it and see if that's not a valuable tool to get people to engage with your content and maybe even reach out. Now, don't forget, if you're a local church, you're not a global ministry, you're probably going to want to geographically limit these people as well. So, in my case, I didn't, because I want as many people in the capital C church that I can. But if I was doing this for my church, I'd be looking for people in the central Kentucky area, because I wouldn't expect that people would want to drive from California to go to my church. Although, if I was setting up a live stream, maybe that's a valid thing to do. I wouldn't care as much where the people are coming from. So it really matters what your plans are for this. If these are people you want to engage with in a face-to-face sort of way, or if internet ministry is perfectly fine with you. So do that as you're working out the details of this campaign. Now, before we go on to the next piece, I do want to say, don't forget to like and subscribe this video, subscribe to this video. And also, if you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. Pick up a church tech gift, like my book on Twitter. That's one of them. And you'll also get a free subscription to my email newsletter. That's all free. So go ahead and do that. You can also head over to my store. Now, I'm really excited about basically this one product that I have. I have all these other products, but they're all kind of in an all-you-can-eat buffet of learning called Church Tech U. That's short for Church Tech University. It's the letter U. So you can get a monthly subscription to Church Tech U for probably less than you spend on coffee in a day or two, just very inexpensively. But go ahead and do that sooner rather than later, because prices are going up as we get more and more stuff in the Church Tech U subscription, and I'm adding stuff all the time. Well, I hope that helped you, and until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.